together like a horse and carry.
Good morning, Joe and Cindy Farini with Marriage Matters.
Good morning.
How are you doing? We're excited to have you on talking about this topic that's been brought to you by one of your followers, right? What are we talking about today?
Well, we had someone give us the question. Joe, how about if you read that question for us?
Yeah. Well, the topic is, you know, do you bring kids or not bring kids to other people's homes or other actually events or not? And so the question is, my husband and I differ in how we think we should handle a certain situation. And we have a number of events coming up. A wedding is one of them. Mm-hmm. But we are asked not to bring the children. We have had other invitations to adult gatherings as well, but have to say no if we can't bring the children. If we don't want to miss them, but we can't really afford babysitters for all these settings, what do we do?
Oh, yeah. So what are your thoughts and any solutions how have you dealt with this?
Well, you know, I remember one time we had a get together and we were going to have a number of adults come to just a gathering at our house just for dinner and just to have sort of a quiet adult night, you know, at our house where we could actually have conversation and meet with friends and, you know, connect with people. Yeah. And I did have someone ask if they could bring their children. I think they had 3 or 4 children at the time. And they said, you know, if we could just have them go back and sit in that one particular room of yours, they'll just stay there and play. Mm-hmm. Well, their children were small, like maybe 8, 6, and 4 in that range, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, they are not going to sit in that room for 4 hours. My kids wouldn't sit in there for 4 hours. And so I wouldn't expect for their kids to sit in there for 4 hours. Mm-hmm. And my dilemma was, if I let them do it, what about the other couples who are coming that already knew that this was, everybody knew that it was just for the adults? And how would they feel if I said yes to this one couple, but no to everybody else?
Right.
And so I felt like that really put me in a predicament of how to handle it. And so the way that I handled that was just that. I said, you know, if I say yes to you, then I'm going to have to answer to 6 or 8 or 10 other couples who can't bring their kids. And if they all bring their kids, we're going to have 40 kids.
Right. Right.
In an evening where we're hoping to have a quiet evening where we can just really enjoy adult conversation.
Was that a challenge to you when your kids were younger, and how did you deal with it? Especially in the part of the question that says if you can't afford babysitters.
Well, you know, I feel like this is part of what you should be planning for. In fact, we're staying, we're in Des Moines right now, and we're staying with some friends, and we had this conversation with them last night. And he's a financial planner. And he says, you know, this is something that we really need to plan into our budget, money for babysitters or money for going out for coffee or money for, you know, whatever you need to have in your life, money for Christmas gifts, money for birthday gifts. And so babysitting should be probably one of those things on your ledger that you enter in and make it a plan so that you can do some of these things and be able to get out and have some adult time.
Right. So let's add a little twist to it. So what does a family family do who has an ill child or special needs that needs individualized attention? What can they do in situations like this?
Well, you know, since that was our situation with our son Joey, I'll be very honest to say we had very few people ever invite us as a family. Mm. And in our young years. And truthfully, it would have been hard to bring Joey because even as like a 10 or 12 year old, he'd be sitting on the floor or making noises and crawling and, you know, doing some things that for that age was somewhat inappropriate. And then truthfully, there were times we didn't want to bring him or the girls because we really needed a break
too, you know?
But I will say, Janelle, thank you, because when we came to your house, you had invited Joey to come with us, and mm-hmm. Brian has also invited Joey to welcome, you know, him to their house too, and that was very, very like sweet to us. That was something that was really meaningful, and in both occasions, we chose to come just by ourselves because we wanted that time yeah. alone with adults that we could enjoy their conversation.
Joe, to people who are listening, if you have a friend that does have a special needs child, would you say that this is an exception that you should make, or, you know, that you would recommend making? Because we talked about yeah. the other exception that's not fair to make. But what about in this case with special needs children that your friends may have?
Yeah. Well, again, I just piggyback off of what Cindy was just saying there.
Yeah.
And I will take the perspective of, you know, I don't understand what the reason is why they don't want to have children, or they maybe can't have children at this event.
Yeah.
But it's not my position to question that. You know, they made a position, they stated it very clearly, and I needed to then now adjust to what it is that they're asking us to do. It's not for me to put up a fuss and say, but my kid is, you know, the best ever. Mm-hmm. And or my kid doesn't talk, or my kid won't move because he has, you know, special needs.
Right.
It's not, if you will, I'm not respecting that relatively simple request that we're being asked to do. And so I think we need to anticipate that this is an event that's coming up, and we need to plan accordingly and make sure that those needs are being met that we have it with our children.
Right.
And I want to add too, you know, the question is in like one particular thing, like a wedding that these children weren't invited to. But if you take that out exponentially and everybody at the wedding brings their children, you could legitimately have 100 extra people.
Yeah.
Or more.
Yeah. And 100 extra loud people.
Right. Running around. Yeah.
Yeah. And let's play that out a little bit further, that who's paying for this wedding and who's paying for every one of those kids' meals. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's not within the budget of the people who are planning and preparing and asking you to join their wedding. And so I feel like it's really, we should honor the request that someone has. And if you can't go because of whatever your reason, then you need to bow out gracefully and say, you know, I'm not able to find sitters, or I can't afford sitters right now. And the situation that I had when someone had said, you know, can I bring my 3 or 4 kids? They wound up not coming, and I did feel bad about it, but I had to also consider, what were my plans for the evening? I wanted to bless, you know, a number of couples to come over and just have a quiet evening away from the kids and have adult time. And I felt like that was a request being made of me that really put me sort of between a rock and a hard place. And I had to say what I really felt. And that was hard for me, because it isn't like I don't welcome kids to my house. It was just that occasion was not for that.
Mm. Now, I'll tell you, in our situation, Janelle,
yeah.
is that what was most hurtful sometimes, or well, all the time, is when we knew children were invited and our son was not invited.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Because of the special needs and the awkwardness that they would feel with having our son there. And that was the part, that was the situations where we were hurt, if you will.
Yeah.
But as a rule, again, you know, there are reasons why folks do this, and I just need to respect and honor that request as a rule.
Right.
But we need to be consistent with everybody.
Yeah, I love that idea.
Cindy's saying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so what do you do if you have an event and you have the rule, whether it's a wedding or even just a dinner at home, and someone does show up with children that were not invited?
Oh, yeah, I love that one.
And has that ever happened to you?
Oh, yes,
it has.
numerous times. And you know what? I don't feel like it's my responsibility to point it out and be rude about it.
Yeah.
But I will say this, if other people said, why are so-and-so's people, you know, kids here? You know what? I didn't hide it. I just said, you know what? They knew they weren't invited, but they brought them anyway. You know what? That's not my problem. That's their problem. Mm-hmm. But I think it's rude, truthfully. And I think most people can read an invitation and an event when they know that. And I feel like that's disrespectful to your host and hostess. And if the tables were turned, this is what I always like to say, if the tables were turned, and the people who did, you know, bring the children, if it were their occasion, they might feel, you know, not too good about it when somebody shows up bringing their kids. And I would never, I would never do it back to them. You know, like the next time I go, I'm going to bring my kids and I'm going to show you what it's like. I would right. never, ever do that.
Yeah.
But I have to be honest, I'd be thinking about it.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I'd be thinking. But I wouldn't do it because I would want to honor their request. And then just one other thing, you know, when Joe and I were first married, I'll never forget this. We were driving in a car and we had been given an invitation for a particular date. And so we said yes to it. And then I remember we got, we were opening mail or something in the car and we had another invitation for something that same day that honestly would have been what we would have chosen over the first thing that we said yes to.
Yes.
And we both looked at each other and we said, we are not saying no to the first thing. We are saying no to the second thing because we want to be honest and true to our word and not be like, oh, let's pick the more fun thing. Let's go to this instead of that and just cancel out on them. The only exception that we would make, and this happened somewhat recently, we had two weddings on the same day and they were both close friends of ours, but one was local and one was far away. And the people that were far away had a very small wedding. And we had been very close to them for many, many years. Like we all grew up. I went to college with this gal. I knew her longer than any of the other people that were in this scenario. And so I went to the first friend and I said, we are really sorry. And I explained, like, we're family, you know, with this couple and their girls. And we need to go to this wedding. And so we need to bow out of your wedding. And we hope that you understand. And we're letting you know early so that if you can add another person to your guest list,
yeah,
that you would, our spot could be given to somebody else. They were so understanding. And I can't really think of many other times that it's happened because we just don't like override one occasion for another.
Right, right. Oh, those are great, great tips. Any other final thoughts before we go?
Yeah, I really can't think of anything. I guess just the bottom line would be honor what you have been requested to do. And I think that that's a real Christian response
right.
to honor the other person's request and respect that.
Absolutely. If someone wants to learn more about Marriage Matters or your ministry, where do they go?
Well, we would love to have people come to My Marriage Matters on Facebook. And like we say, usually every Monday through Friday at 9 o'clock, we put a little something on that Facebook page and it comes up faithfully unless we're traveling, but I've already taken care of it. So we're good. And then we'd love for people to put their requests or questions on our website where you can just click contact. And that is found at joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com.
Sounds great. Thank you, Joe and Cindy.
Okay.
Thanks guys.
So much. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Too.